All right, coming next to the stage, this woman has not done the show for a year, but man, every time she's here, it's so good. She is the curator and head publisher of Shithole Zine Skidmark, also an incredible poet and performer. Please welcome Ariel Atkins.
Hi. I'm Ariel, and this is the first time I'm going to do this story. And I'm really excited about it. It's also weird, so there you go. This is called Up for Grabs. So, I've used Craigslist for a lot of important moments in my life, like most of the furniture in my first apartment was purchased on Craigslist. I used Craigslist to start my first and last band. I hate musicians. And I even used it in an attempt to ditch my virginity. I was 19. Spiraling, very lonely, very broke, very bored, and very, very lonely. 19 was a rough year. At the time, my brother and I were being threatened with eviction from our first apartment. We were surviving on rice and 50-cent packs of noodles salted by our tears. We were full-time art students at Columbia. I was the sole breadwinner working two part-time gigs. And on top of it all, the umpteenth guy had just rejected me because I was a virgin. Like I said, 19 was rough. Before moving to Chicago to study a field I wouldn't pursue after graduation, I was the most religious, good girl, book nerd you never wanted to know. I loved God and going to church more than any teenager I knew. I was more dedicated to the word than anything. I lived for it. I read my Bible every day at minimum 3 times. I fasted once a week and once every few months. I fasted for weeks at a time. I was at church on average 6 days a week. I led the youth praise team, the adult praise team, the church choir, and the dance team. I was the star of my Sunday school class, even though I was often pulled aside for asking controversial questions, but that's another story about faith, frankly. No space for that in this story. And everyone knew I was going to grow up to be the perfect Christian wife to the perfect Christian man. So as such, this sweet punani was locked up tight in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I was oh so serious about it because up to that point, my experiences with sex hadn't been in any way positive. Here, I explicitly detail a decade of molestation by various uncles, cousins, a pastor, and a neighbor or two. I then explain what it's like to be 6, 7, or 8 and feeling dirty because of the things my body was doing that I couldn't understand and honestly still find difficulty putting into words. Next, I illustrate the discomfort I felt in showing affection to my father as the fear of all men had found home in my skin. Last, I tie in the fact that a firm belief in God seemed my only chance of salvation. So by high school, I was pretty much done with sex and anything in the realm of it forever. So when Sister Glenn asked the 12 of us in the young women's group, Ladies of Chastity, who among us truly planned to stay pure for the Lord and our future husbands, my hand shot up with such force I killed every boner within 10 miles. Fast forward to 19. Good Christian Ariel had traded her favorite friendly expletive mother trucker for the more emotionally satisfying motherfucker. Senior year of high school, I was the president of the drug and alcohol-free club. Sophomore year of college, I was vomiting into my best friend's toilet after 4 beers and telling him I loved him between gags. I was breaking promises and tasting freedom, and I could do anything I wanted except date. Contrary to every teenage romance I'd ever seen or read growing up, I found out quickly that guys did not like virgins. In fact, they were vigorously averse to it. By the end of my sophomore year, over a dozen men had informed me that they didn't feel comfortable dating a virgin. They said things like, I enjoy sex, or sex with virgins is too awkward, or my personal favorite, I don't want to ruin sex for you. So, to nurse my wounded heart and pass the lonely hours, I would dive into Craigslist personals where I could find dozens upon dozens of people who seemed to be even lonelier and sadder than me. This particular night, it wasn't enough. But lo, the thought graced my mind. What if I offered up my virginity fire sale style via Craigslist? And that was as much thought as went into that decision. I quickly wrote a to-the-point post that read, Hi, I'm 19 years old, a single black girl, and sick of being a virgin. Guys reject me all the time because I've never had sex, so I want to lose it this weekend. Message me if you think you can help me out. Pick for pick. Within 5 minutes of publishing, I received 82 emails. And I know that it was 82 exactly because I wrote it down in my journal for later reflection. I screamed for my brother who ran in expecting danger, but instead got an alarming story that at first only I was laughing at. After convincing him that it was a simple joke made to ease my boredom, he shook his head and said, okay, what do the messages say? We clicked over to my AOL account because why would anyone use AOL for anything other than debauchery? And by this point, I had over 150 emails, which later topped out at 206. Yeah. Most of my messages included attachments of poorly shot and awkwardly cropped dick pics. One email in particular, still a favorite inside joke between my brother and I, had in its subject line, in all caps, 10-inch girthy horse cock. No explanation. Just a bunch of pictures of this dude's dick posed erect in contrasting locations we assumed to be in and around his house. Against a backdrop of the chip blue tile framing in his shower, hovered over his crusted, grease-trapped stove next to an unexplained open window, and finally gently resting on the steering wheel of his car. The rest of the emails were lengthy resumes explicitly detailing partner history, but mostly how dedicated they were to making my first experience a night to remember. Calm down, I did not lose my virginity that weekend to a stranger on Craigslist. Instead, my brother and I spent the next few days rereading emails and laughing ourselves into hysterics. We mocked their undeserved confidence, their sad dick pics, their over-boastful and unnecessary resumes. We thought, what kind of losers would respond to a post like that? And how desperate did you have to be? Later in the week, one of my best friends came over and we couldn't wait to show him our comedic genius. What I expected at the end of my presentation was, at the very least, a high five. But when he finally looked at me, his face was crinkled in disgust and worry. After a moment, he asked, "Ariel, why would you do this? Don't you respect yourself?" I wasn't sure. No one had ever asked me that before. I'd never given anyone reason to ask. Yes, I was a wreck and depressed. Yes, I'd begun publicly and dangerously unraveling mentally. But I had never given anyone reason to question, at least not to my face, whether I respected myself. And the answer was no, I didn't. I wanted so much to be noticed and desired by anyone that I was willing to offer my virginity on Craigslist and shrug it off as a joke when my friend knew for a fact that I was just lost enough at the time to have gone through with it. That was the end of our fun. My brother and I kept it to ourselves to laugh about from time to time, and we still send each other messages that say 10-inch girthy horse cock in all caps when one of us needs a smile. The emails were unfortunately all deleted by AOL when they revamped a few years later. I know. We moved on. I lost my virginity the next year to a guy after I turned 20. He wasn't a stranger on Craigslist, but to be honest, he wasn't far off. I have more self-respect these days. Sometimes I can even say that I love myself. And I'm not nearly as messy thanks to meds, consistent therapy, and friends that continue to love me even though their dedication keeps me up at night with confusion and doubt. And maybe you'll be glad to know, I spend far less time on Craigslist.
Ariel Atkins, everybody. That was awesome. Yo, so like full stop, unsolicited dick pics, not okay. But there's something about taking one by a stove that seems even worse. It just seemed like not only is it like assault, but it's also so unsanitary. Like, dude, but maybe that dude's place should be unsanitary. Maybe he should learn a fucking lesson about his manners. That's not how you treat people. Anyway, all right, I'm done.